Good morning. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting of June 21st to order. First thing is approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I have one amendment to today's agenda. We can strike executive session land acquisition and possible action on executive session items.
Then motion to approve the agenda is amended.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Dever, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arnett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. We had the minutes of June 14th. Any corrections or questions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved as presented. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are three items. First, a thank you from Delmarva Council Boy Scouts of America, Jason Pierce, the Scout Executive. And we also have, I think, our two firsts. The correspondence is actually in the form of plaques. The first is a thank you for your support, VFW Post 2931, and also a certificate of appreciation to Sussex County Council from the AVID program, A-V-I-D, and signed by Robin Savage and Angela Thompson.
Very nice. Very good. Any correspondence from council?
Very good.
Correspondence, Mr. Dever?
No, not correspondence. I need a little help here. This is, I have trouble with this. Oh. Our wonderful.
See if Mrs. Jen can get you turned.
Kind of hard to follow the thing. You can't get the computer up.
Anything else from council? And we're course, okay.
No.
We have a consent agenda. Three items. Number one is wastewater agreement number 343-12, Sussex County project number 81-04, Forest Landing Phase 4 in the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. Wastewater agreement number 972-1, Sussex County project 81-04, Glen Mill South, aka the refuge at Derrickson Creek Phase 10, Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District, and wastewater agreement number 623-1, Sussex County project number 81-04, Solitudes on Waits Creek, Phase 1A sewer construction, Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Any questions on those? Take a motion to approve the consent agenda.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Public comment, Mr. Guy. Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger.
She did it. She fixed it.
Number one.
Good morning. Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown, Delaware. I looked at the planning board agenda this week, and at the very bottom of it, for under additional business, they have reorganization. Like we've been following with the codes and the rules and procedures, it's like something, either I'm missing something or misreading something or not understanding it, but I would believe boards in the county council, planning board, should follow their own rules and procedures and the state code. Sussex County planning rules and procedures, meetings of the planning board, planning and zoning 2.6, the first regular meeting of July shall constitute the annual organizational meeting of the commission. Specifically says July, not June 23rd. I look back at the last 5 years' agendas. They all say the first one in July. Again, the state code says pretty much the same things. At the first regular scheduled meeting, commission July of each year, the commission shall convene, organized by selecting a chair before entering upon the duties of office. Each member shall take and subscribe the oath prescribed by the Constitution. It just seems like with this whole thing, different things, different subjects are getting overlooked by the different boards, different county, not following rules and procedures, not following what the state code. It comes back to the same thing when the county wants to follow the state code. When it benefits them, they follow that. And if it doesn't seem to benefit them, we ignore it. Thank you.
Mr. President, may I say one thing?
Mrs. Davis.
I do have an appointment to make, and I'd like to make it next week to the library board, and it'll be timely.
Board of Adjustment.
And the Board of Adjustment as well.
And Board of Adjustment.
Yes.
Mr. Lawson, can we add that to the agenda?
Yes, yes, sir.
Dan Kramer.
Thank you.
My name is Dan Kramer. Every time I turn around, some dingbat complains about traffic. Whenever there's a development, oh, we got too much traffic. It got no place to go. Let me tell you something. If you gave the highway department $1 billion, they couldn't fix the problem, because you will always have that problem, because there is no such thing as a traffic problem in the state of, here in Sussex County. You might sit a little while, but guess what? It's still no big deal. You want a big problem? Go to Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and all them other places. Then you got a real problem. But here, you don't have a problem. And I'm sick and tired of these dingbats moving in here and claiming, oh, but I can't get across the street. Well, guess what? Yesterday, or Sunday rather, we decided to go traveling a little bit. Yep, it took a little while to cross 404. Big deal. I still got where I wanted to go. If you get your butt out in gear and figure out, well, if I need to be point A to point B, how long will it take me? Well, if it takes you an hour, you better figure out, you better go a little bit earlier. When I go to Christiana, I guarantee you, I allow myself 2 hours. I might get up there an hour and a half and might have to sit a while, but guess what? If it happens to be a traffic problem, I can get around it. Thank you.
Gene Ward.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Cole, and everyone else on the council. I'm Gene Ward, 340 Pond Road in Winding Creek Village. And last week, I had asked for clarification on whether the vote on the Herring Creek Sewer District is binding or if the council has the final word. So I decided, you do owe me an answer on that, but I decided to do some snooping around on Al Gore's amazing internet. And I did find the rules governing the establishment of sewer and water districts, and that's in Title IX, Part 4, Sussex County, Chapter 5. And it goes through the different sections, establishing the sewer district, we've done that, establishing revisions of the district, we've done that, establishment of the sanitary district upon petition of the voters, that's been done, the public hearing's been done, the action of the county government following the hearing's been done, and then we come to section 6506, election on question of establishment of the district. Well, the district has been affirmed, we all know that, and now the question shall be submitted to the voters, and usually in the form of for the sanitary sewer district or against the sanitary sewer district. Well, under section 6506, item C, I believe I found my answer. It says the majority of votes cast shall decide the matter. So I'm still anticipating the county's clarification in the event that I may have missed any fine print. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Lawson has the answer for you. You see me after the meeting, he'll give it to you. Thank you. Well, now we're going to move on the agenda to our advertised 10:15 public hearing.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Now is the